Okay, you know that feeling, right? You stand up, you walk into another room, maybe the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, definitely happens all the time.
And you get there with like total purpose, you
Yeah.
know? But then, poof,
Total blank.
your brain just goes completely empty. You're standing there like I don't know, like a video game character waiting for its next instruction.
Lost the quest objective, yeah.
Exactly. Like, why did I even come in here? It's so frustrating, but I mean, it seems incredibly common.
It is. It's very relatable. And actually, cognitive scientists, they have a specific name for it.
They do. Okay, what is it?
They call it the doorway effect.
The doorway effect. Okay, that makes perfect sense. So what's actually happening in our brains when we hit that like mental reset button, just crossing a threshold?
Well, it's pretty interesting. It's not just a little blip. When you walk through a doorway, your brain is sort of segmenting your experience.
Segmenting.
Yeah. We call them event boundaries.
Yeah.
See, our brains build these little event models like a snapshot of where we are and what we're doing. But
Okay.
doorway acts as a really strong signal, an event boundary, telling the brain, okay, close that last chapter, open a new one for this new place.
Like closing a browser tab.
Kinda, yeah. But maybe even a bit more, like closing the whole program sometimes.
Right.
And in that process, it can accidentally clear out information from your working memory that was tied to the last room.
Like why you went into the kitchen in the first place.
Exactly that. It's actually an efficiency thing, believe it or not, an adaptive way to manage all the information hitting us.
So it's not just my brain being faulty, it's trying to be efficient. That almost makes it less annoying. And it explains why turning around sometimes works.
Precisely. You look back into the old context, and the old event model can kind of reactivate. Your hippocampus plays a big role here, sorting memories based on context.
Context-dependent memory. Keep what's relevant now.
You got it. It helps prevent overload, basically. Makes room for new stuff.
Okay, physical doorways, I get it now. But then you mentioned this might apply more broadly, like metaphorical doorways, life changes.
Yeah, that's where it gets really fascinating, I think. Think about the huge shifts, right? Starting a totally new job, moving across the country, maybe a big new relationship.
Huge shifts, yeah. They feel like massive context changes.
They absolutely are. Your brain has to build completely new event models, old routines, old ways of thinking, stuff that worked before, maybe not relevant now.
So it's like a bigger version of walking into a new room.
In a sense, yes. The cognitive load is immense. Your brain has to adapt, prioritize, and that means shedding some of the old mental setup. It's pruning connections.
I felt that when I changed careers. Like I had to mentally clear the decks before the new stuff could even sink in. Some old habits just faded.
That's exactly the process.
Yeah.
It's cognitive restructuring, necessary for growth, even if it feels a bit like, blankness or confusion for a moment.
Okay, so if these big life transitions are like hitting a bigger reset button, then the question for this deep dive is, could this forgetting, this blankness, actually be good for us?
It's a really different way to look at it, isn't it? Not as a flaw, but as something adaptive.
A feature, not a bug.
Kind of. Your brain needs to make space. Think about, like, an overflowing cup you can't add more, right? If
Right.
you're clinging to every old thought, every old plan, where's the room for the new? For learning, for new
So
experiences?
those moments where your head feels empty, it's not just a glitch. It might be intentional, a system clearing itself out.
Exactly, creating cognitive space. That reset helps you disengage from what's not relevant now and
Yeah.
focus on the present, ready for new input. It's about flexibility.
Wow, okay. That changes how I'll think about it next time I'm standing confused in the hallway.
Yeah, don't just get frustrated.
Reframe it. It's my brain giving me a little pause, maybe. A needed reboot to get ready for what's next, not a memory fail.
Precisely. And that kind of leads to a final thought to maybe chew on. What new things, ideas, plans, maybe even opportunities, what might show up for you in that space? The space created when your mind does hit that little reset, if you embrace that moment of, well, forgetting, could that actually open, metaphorical doors?